Hunter Rhodes Michigan Magazine at the Mackinac City Motorcycle Rally.
Yeah.
Guess what we're doing? We rounded up these guys. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Rob with Ride With Purpose.
I'm Brendan with Riding With Brendan.
Big E, my Michigan Biker Podcast.
I'm Bryce, Farming Biker.
So we got some YouTubers, podcasters, creators. I never understood the thing, the influencer thing, because that's what they're counting on, is you're going to influence people to bend them your way, or sell your product. Biking is a little different, right? Right.
Well,
so
yeah.
Go ahead, man.
I've proven a long time ago I'm a bad influence. So if you're going to be influenced by me, you might not want to do it.
So you don't throw that out there that you're an influencer?
No, fuck no. I just do what I'm doing.
Everybody
fun,
else
man.
Is so proud of that term to be called an influencer. I guess, to me, a promoter would be like, someone asked me, what do you know? We own a magazine. Well, what do you guys do with the magazine? Well, we cover bike events. Okay, well, what is it about? Well, bike stuff. So they don't understand when you're talking to them that, you're not really... It's an advertising magazine first. That's how we pay, cover the cost of it and all those things. But realistically, in a way, being an influencer or a creator, you have to be on top of your game, and you have to you have to know what's up, right? I think Bryce, he does a pretty good job going to, I see him everywhere at events and things like that, so.
All I do is pick up a camera and babble into it. I'm no influencer, nothing. I'm literally nothing. I'm just a guy that likes to play with a camera. That's it.
And your farm equipment.
And tractors. Equipment. I still buy your tractors and motorcycles.
Tractors and motorcycles. American tractors? Or is that a thing? It's like
maybe.
John Deere?
Depends on the color of the paint.
Is that like the Harley Davidson of tractors?
Yeah. Oh, Kubota's like the Indian.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
No offense. Everybody goes through this. You kind of got to take it with a grain of salt. But
yep.
Whatever. Ride whatever your tractor or ride. That's hey, you're on four wheels or how many wheels are on a tractor with the thing behind it?
Depends.
two wheels to 20.
Four to 16, 18, whatever.
Right on. So you're basically YouTube. So
yeah, YouTube.
You have this you have this really cool slogan that's called Michigan's fastest growing YouTuber.
Yeah, and I didn't even make that up.
I wonder who made that up.
That I believe was
some influencer.
It was her.
Oh yeah, she was definitely.
Allie did it.
So there's the real influencer.
There is the influencer. Right. The real influencers are behind the camera.
We're just slubs. That's right.
We're just slubs of some fucking
go in front of the camera.
Yeah. No, it's all a stage. It's an all an act. I don't do nothing. I have everything set up.
It's a nice garden.
It's all set up, so all the people you talk to,
I just show up and look pretty.
Did you hear what I said? You have everybody planted that you talk to?
Oh, dang.
Scripted.
Words.
It's all scripted.
That's it.
So go ahead and introduce yourself, Big E.
Big E, Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast. Dabbling a little bit in YouTube. Kind of a tough world to break into when you're dealing with, likes of this guy.
So there are some experience guys, levels here. So you've been, how long have you had your channel?
2 years.
2 years?
3 years. Two and a half years.
Yours is
podcast
fresh.
Just over a year, yep.
Just
and
over a
year? And my YouTube is real fresh. So
real fresh. We're trying to do we've got a YouTube channel thanks to the influence of Bryce. He said that we should have a YouTube channel, and we've always wanted to. We just got started. We have one video
video. 3 months ago.
And he's like, just create one, and we'll make it work. How the social media works and tagging and all that stuff.
Right.
So we created a YouTube channel, and hopefully we can get better at that. But, that takes time and energy and all that stuff, and I'm limited on those things. If I could sway my influencer to influence her to help influence other people, maybe I can put her in charge of it. But I don't see that happening.
So it's one time you get to say I want a YouTube channel.
I try not to use the word I. It's always me. So pretty fresh. Biggie's pretty fresh. I did have the opportunity to come in on your show.
Yep, early on, yep.
Right when he first got started, we had a conversation, and I rode up to your studio, and we did a little sit down. It was like maybe a month before this, so like 13 months. It's almost like annual, about this time. It was before Mackinac, because we were talking about Mackinac at the time. And so, Brendan, you've been doing this for a minute?
Well, with my farm, I haven't focused much on it. I started off as a farm podcast with Dexter, so when I was traveling around trying to get the genetics for my herd, and I started doing that. Dexter cow's like a niche breed. You probably know about.
I'm gonna nod like I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Well, Bryce, right. That's why I'm gonna go to Bryce. I mean, yeah. I used to farm, not like him.
I think of Dexter's, I think of axles on my trailer, right, or right. Like, you know, the cartoon or the show, something like that. But
so that's how I kind of got into it, just fucking around. And then this is my first full year unleashed, I guess I should say, because I had a lot of restraints for the last year and a half previous to this. So, so now I'm kind of doing my own thing.
Very professional though, man. Your stuff looks great. I mean, the way you're formatting, and you're obviously getting better at it, you know, so kudos there. Just take it. He's like, I don't know what to say about that.
I tried that line before too on her. Just take it.
No.
Hi-yo.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, so I got the I started out with the Northern Michigan Bikers Facebook group. We tried to create that to get more things involved in Northern Michigan. We've seen that the rides and the events up there weren't really properly represented, what we thought. So and we've been doing that for just over a year. Then I took about a month off of work back in December, and we decided to, I was driving my wife nuts, so she told me to get out in the garage, and I ordered a bunch of parts for my bike, and we started recording it, and created a YouTube channel out of it. Now I kind of been following Bryce for a long time. And it doesn't look that hard, and I realize how hard it is. So it's a lot of work. So we're trying to be pretty consistent on putting stuff out, but right, you know, it's a hobby. So
right on. I've been watching. So you got TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok? I'm on everything. Yeah, I'm on TikTok, which I use a little bit of my work stuff. I'm a project superintendent at my real job. So and that's just who I am. I'm just a big goofball. So. We do the TikTok thing. We do the Facebook thing. We got a really, really crappy Instagram as well.
Agreed, me too.
Yeah, so back in the day when I had my business, I had like 60,000 followers on Instagram. And I deleted everything like 2017.
You had 60,000 followers on
Instagram? Yeah, we're pretty big. I used to do like handyman stuff and like how to show people how to do things. And I got off social media like in 2019.
Okay.
And then deleted everything. And then I started this. I'm like, man, I should have kept that going.
Yeah.
You know, but... Yeah, so it's starting all over, and the whole Instagram world's changed, you know, like everything. So,
okay, going back to what you said, you started the ride with purpose thing. That's an evolve from Northern Michigan Bikers.
Yes.
Are you gonna do away with that?
No, Northern Michigan Bikers, the group itself, will always remain the same. We're gonna keep that, just like We Ride Michigan. We're basically the Reride Michigan of the North, is what I try to call myself. They have a great group down there.
Those are some big shoes to fill.
They are, and they're you know, Cheryl down there. They do a great job with that platform. But
and Mike, don't forget about Mike.
It's what we want to get up there and show a little bit more what Northern Michigan has to offer.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of great roads up there, a lot of great rides, a lot of great biker friendly businesses. It's a big thing.
Where are you from?
I'm out of Traverse City.
Traverse City, and Brendan, you're out from
just the Greater Lansing area.
The greater Lansing area, not the bad part.
No, the greater. It's only the greater because I'm there.
North side. North side.
Yeah, right now it's sketchy right now, right?
That's a great. Ludington area.
Ludington area, yeah.
Fenton.
So you got a good, you know, you really got it kind of covered of the, you know, if you were to look at a compass or the map, you guys are really covering the area of the mid and then, you know, east, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. You mentioned that what you do for work normally.
Yeah, I'm a project superintendent for a large company.
I'm a design engineer.
I drive transit bus.
You train people.
I train people.
Okay.
I train our drivers.
All right, so that's an echelon that you do have.
A little bit of quality.
What do you do for a living?
I pretend to be a farmer.
For both his full-time jobs.
How's he doing? Is he all right at it?
He's all right.
Well, I gotta say one thing for sure is I thank you guys for coming out, and you know, like I said earlier, you guys came from distances, just as we just discussed, that you guys came from quite a ways to be here and just to participate in the bike show. And I know it takes time, and that's not a lot of what we have as people do what we do, and I appreciate that. So I thank you guys again for
thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. That was a good time.
And I think it was perfect timing because as soon as you guys helped get the wall up on the tent,
It started pouring.
We heard a bunch of exhaust rolling out of here, and I think the timing was pretty good. I think the bike show went pretty good. I mean, I wish that we had a lot more participation. I think we had how many bikes? 13 bikes? 13 bikes? In the past, we've had a lot more than that, and I think it's probably up and upwards of probably, you know, pushing, I think the first year they had like 100 bikes or something like that at the bike show. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of dwindled. We've had at least two of the years in the Mackinac Rally have been terrible. Like the weather just wasn't great. One year it rained, I think, the whole weekend. I think it was like the second one.
The second one.
The first one was beautiful. It was beautiful that first year.
It's rained the last 3 years.
This one was sketchy. I mean, I think people were really watching the weather for like days in advance.
Yeah,
right.
And it just put the kibosh kind of to
Sweden for like the whole week, right?
Yeah.
Right. And for us too, we brought our own tent and everything to set up, and we didn't end up doing that because we were able to kind of pirate this one and said, "Hey, do you mind?" And kind of just start setting shit up.
Right.
So we were fortunate to get this with the walls and everything, so it worked out really good. And I appreciate you guys answering the call when I needed you to come up and help out. Really volunteering, and for coming up here and letting me do this with you guys, because this is kind of cool
to be able to have us all together, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I do gotta give a shout out. There's a couple guys that I did reach out to. They couldn't make it. It's Jim and Scott from Bikes, Babes, and Booze. I really wanted to get them here. My plan,
they count.
My plan was. My plan was just to get them guys here sitting on this side with me, and then we could just, you know, corner you guys and just grill you. And with that being said, they're kind of the, I mean, but they're top-notch, you guys. They've been around a long time. I don't even know how many followers they have right
now. About 40, I think. 4,000.
It's crazy, they have listening to their radio show. And I wish they could have made it. There were some things going on that they just couldn't make it. But I thought
that was big time, man.
Yeah.
Like, next time?
They're like, wait, who are the four?
We're like A-list.
Yeah. We're down here like C-list. We're like, no, we're business. Well, this guy's going to be pouring drinks for us while we're there.
Right.
So I know that one of the niches for your show is, what is it?
What?
On your koozies. It's powered by beer and bourbon.
Powered by beer and bourbon or Life is Short, Get After It.
And, you know, with the throttle on the motorcycle and everything in the beginning. And, you know, I do try to listen to everybody's stuff as when I can.
Right.
I make him turn it off because I can't concentrate. Sorry.
So, you know, maybe work on your bedroom voices a little bit. You know, I'd probably get a little more listening time in.
You know, I've had more people come up to me and say, you know, I watch you when I'm laying in bed. It's like,
awesome.
Okay. Where's your hands?
That's not weird at all.
I'm just cleaning my glasses under the
shirt. As long as you're watching.
Yeah, that's all it counts. A view's a view.
Get that like and subscribe button.
Like and subscribe. That's funny.
Do you have a opening, closing?
Catchphrase?
Yeah.
No.
There it is.
I like it.
I know that yours is. I know you're opening up your videos with.
Morning!
There you go. And I hear people come up to you when we're around each other. We were at a gas station not long ago, and a guy pulled up on a bike and heard your voice, actually, and then he seen her bike, and he came right up. He came almost running up to you. He wanted to say hi to you, and he recognized you right away. So
I've had people come up and do the, say it. I'm like, say what? They're like, say it. I'm like, say what? Say garbage.
Garbage. <too. laughs> Yep, that is definitely a catchphrase for you.
Yeah, we actually started. We were thinking about having T-shirts made up with a stick figure kicking the word garbage, and but we just haven't done it yet.
Good idea.
What was that? Oscar the Grouch. There you go. You can maybe fit that in.
Maybe.
Do you really have something that you kind of throw out there?
No, we say ride with purpose when we're done. That came from a family friend that passed away, and I went down to see him before he left. He's my uncle, basically, and. He's an old school biker from the back in the day, in the early 40s and 50s, and I told him what we were doing with Northern Michigan, and he said, you know, sounds like you're really riding with purpose, and it just kind of stuck with me. So, to honor Uncle Benny, that's what I decided to call the new nonprofit.
I love it. We just went on a ride.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
How's that turn out? I mean, you raised a little bit of money for them.
We raised a little bit of money. We don't have the final numbers yet, but we did good. But through the ride and through the campaign that we've done with this the last 4 months with Brother Mook, who was a big part of this, we had three veterans that didn't know about the ranch that was local who found out about the ranch.
Yep.
And to me, I mean, that was the biggest win. You know, once I heard that, I just kind of, you know, got a little emotional with it. It was just broke down, and it was just cool to see somebody who needs help find help. And, you know, now a couple of them are actually on bikes. So we had a young man join who's on our ride with us, Thomas. And so he's on a bike. He's on two wheels now. And, you know, they're getting the help that they need and you know, getting better. So
that's what it's all about, right?
100%.
I mean, I would have to say that I know 100% that you guys give it your all and you're always looking to get involved in something, cover. Even though, you know, he's not necessarily, he does have the mystery ride coming up. So check that out. Check out on Facebook, the mystery ride. We went on it last year. This is the second?
Second year.
Second year. So we're
planning on. When is it?
July 6th.
Is the mystery ride.
Yep.
And I tell you where it's at, but it's a mystery.
Can't tell you.
Right.
So obviously veteran organizations and things like that are close to everybody's heart. I've heard this story many times from many people that sometimes we can't always do everything that we can and we would love to, but I know I've heard stories about a certain someone that likes to show up to rides, pay, and then leave because they can't go on the ride. That's what, I mean, you guys, I don't say that bikers have the biggest hearts because everybody knows that, but to be out in the forefront and be the face of a lot of this stuff is, I can tell it means a lot to you guys, and it means a lot to us too. We try to cover as much of the events and the charity stuff and all the rides, and we try to be everywhere we can, so.
It's just not fucking possible.
Not possible.
Well,
round of applause to
even,
you guys,
I mean,
for everything you do.
Even with the five of us.
Yeah.
There's so many events. It's so much stuff going on. Always.
Yeah.
It's tough to cover it all.
I forget a lot of times. I'll get quite, you know, where are you guys going to be next? I get that like every time I bump into somebody. Where are you going to be next? And I go, where are we going to be? Where are we? Or like, I think today's Friday and it's Sunday. You know, it just gets to be a lot. So. It's a lot to keep track of. That's why there's a magazine that you can
Right.
If only there was a magazine.
If there was a event calendar,
Hey, look at
that. There you go. Special guest.
Somebody else. What happens if you don't lock the door to the tent? The riffraff wanders in.
But that's the best. But I think that's like the best part about what we have here. You know,
Scott!
Like.
Oh my god, we got Effecta coming in here, man. Come on over here.
Holy smokes.
What's up, brother? Hey, we get in here. We get hugs. All right, man. Hang out, man. Hey. We're doing a live podcast.
No, it's right live. Now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So welcome. Wave to the camera.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Perfect time.
It's recording live. I wasn't going to tell you guys how I really felt.
That's
so
great.
Welcome aboard, man. Thanks. We're just doing some recording right now, and So right now we're doing a podcast right now. I know you're familiar with some of these guys.
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
All right. Does everybody know who Scott Igo is? He's doing the Hell to Paradise.
We're stopping,
right? Yeah. So we've got Scott here. I think I said you guys are all familiar with him. I believe if you're not, you're probably familiar with the ride at least. That thing has got huge momentum now. Yeah. Huge momentum, man. It's your first ride, right, Rudd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like officially.
Bike rally.
Make it so loud?
Crazy, right?
Did you guys ride Hondas?
But I know, man, you have got a great turnout planned out for that ride, man. I cannot believe the.
Right now, we're at about 350 paid, a little bit more, I think. And then 400 and.
Fuck yeah, man. Good shit.
So it's gonna be. I think a lot of people are gonna pay and register stuff to pay out.
Oh yeah.
Depending on the weather forecast.
I mean, hats off to you on that whole thing, man. I couldn't imagine the organization there, but.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's the hardest part, isn't it? The fucking, especially with what you got going on with all the stops and the routes and the fucking.
Thank God I've got a guy downstate doing all that. Because you know I live in the Sioux. So I have a road captain from downstate that did everywhere up to Gaylord. And then from Gaylord up is what I'm doing. So we'll be dual road captains.
Great.
That way we're not trying to I didn't want to have to go down free ride all the roads down there. I don't know.
Right.
Doing all that, then I know all this, so
it'll work out for me. Hats off to you, man. That thing exploded. And you're with the Legion Riders, right?
Correct.
Yep. So, is anybody going on that ride? Any of you guys?
Yeah, we'll be there in Gaylord. I'm Rob, by the way. Norton.
I'll be there.
Good to see you, brother.
I don't think I'm going to ride. I'll be checking in and out of it.
Okay. So you're picking up in Gaylord?
Yeah, I'm going to try to pick up in Gaylord, ride up for the day, and shoot back.
You going with them?
I'm working on it. I time off and
putting
stuff like
that.
Putting
you on
the spot. I know, you're putting me on the spot.
And then you're going to do the rest of it, like just kind of
yeah, get yeah, in. Check in, fit, get in where I fit in, right? And then,
I don't know. I'm still in the air on it.
I know. You wake up in the morning and you'd be like,
what am I going to do today?
Yeah, sticks his finger in his mouth, checks the wind, he's like, let's go ride.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we all had our bikes lined up at my house ready to come down to Bucky Forecast. Yeah, now we're going to take cars.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, man. It's good to see you. So, and then Carl from Michigan Bike Lane. Want me there. And you're going to the UP. You're going to try
it. I got to support the UP. They support me, you know.
You're going to be at the end, right?
I'll be at the end,
You'll be at the end, right? Yeah. Is there, so at the end of the ride, is there like vendors and all that stuff?
There's going to be vendors, food vendors. I've got a live band at the post from like 7 till we get in trouble. There's actually going to be all roads blocked off getting into the post to park that many bikes. It's more and more every day. We're always looking for more vendors to come up. Richard Life, they kind of
who?
Saved me.
Wait a minute, what guy? Did you guys plan to come in and crash? You guys set this up, didn't you?
Did.
You're the one,
Ed.
You guys looked like you were having a serious meeting. I was just trying to discreetly walk by. Man, I can't hide in a crowd, so.
You're already walking on the corner, I'm like, yeah, you're all over the place, man. All over Facebook, obviously, and there's a lot. So the bike community is obviously pretty large, right? I mean, you can there's so many pages, so many groups, so many, people involved in the bike community, and it's a circle, man. It really is a circle. If you know that people get recognizable, and people recognize you when you're doing big things. And I know that you guys all have that potential 100%.
Yeah.
And so you're right next. It'll be your. So you're gonna do it again?
We're doing that ride every single year. You know, that's what I was gonna say earlier. This is like the coolest thing about doing what we do, being creators or whatever. I started my YouTube channel out, and Farming Biker was one of the very first like bigger guys to give me any kind of support. You know, say good video or whatever. Just need a little bit of help and encouragement. And of course, Miggy's the whole reason I'm doing anything I'm doing. You know, with what we got, and just introduce this guy today. Met him first time, but. Started following him a couple weeks ago, and it's kind of cool. We all are doing the same thing, but we're doing it in different. We got different arms, what we're doing it. We got two podcasters and two mainly YouTubers, and maybe, it's just kind of neat.
Yeah, maybe touch base on that a little bit, Brennan. Like the competition thing. We've kind of talked about it. Is it really a competition?
I don't.
If you're all.
Why? What the fuck? What do we win?
Yeah, I don't believe in that. It's a collaborative effort.
If I can help anybody, that's what it's about. Dude.
Right.
It's no competition.
I kind of messaged you guys all separately to see if you were interested. It was not even a chore. You guys all jumped in.
Well, you do so much for me. I can't speak right. You do so much for me, and being at the ride and coming up and doing, going through the freaking thunderstorm you guys had to go through to get up there. It wasn't a question at all. And, like I said, I don't believe in any type of competition with what we're doing. It's all collaborative,
Yeah.
Right on.
So it's just how it is. We all have, at the end of the day, we may have different missions, but it's really to bring awareness to the biker community. And, that's is what we're putting out there, even if we don't think we're putting it out there.
And there's, there's that saying, and I don't know if I really like it or not, support those that support you. There's some truth to that, because you can pick your direction, right? Very
yeah,
familiar.
Right, right.
So there's a lot.
Nice.
Not necessarily people, but people, but organizations, charities, things that that you try to help as many as you can. But you have things that are close to your heart. I have things that are close to my heart that we are involved with, and I have a hard time telling people no. And she's always smacking my hand because we don't have time for that. We can't. You just do something else on that weekend, and now we got to be here or there. And when you find things that are dear to you, they mean something to you, I think it's easy to say that we all have a big heart for veteran organizations, right?
It's hard not to, man. The bike world and the fucking...
They're creators of the bike world.
It's so deeply intertwined, there's no way to get away from it.
That's where it all started. Yep. You know, if you look at the history of motorcycles and Harley-Davidson, even Hondas and any other bike, you look out at the history of biking or enthusiasts or whatever you want to call it, it all started with their veterans, you know, way back. You know, you think about when the bikes came out to the wars that these guys went to and came home, and what did they do?
Right.
They bought bikes and got them, you know, and formed these RCs and these clubs, and, you know, a lot of them are still around today. Even in
the World Wars, they rode Harley-Davidsons in the war.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's part of where my dad came from with his club that he was one of the founding members of. It's a big club now, back in the day, but... you know, it all started with just, you know, the Harley-Davidson, love for Harley-Davidsons and veterans coming home and doing that, you know. So it's, like I said, the whole thing goes hand in hand, veterans and motorcycles.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's a no-brainer for me to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's another way of therapy, too. You know, you get on two wheels, it's been a proven fact that, you know, motorcycles is a form of therapy. So,
It's expensive. It's I think expensive therapy, therapy would be cheaper.
Less effective, but fucking cheaper, yeah.
For sure.
So, speaking of clubs and RCs, you're in an RC.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And it is?
The Patriot Saints RC.
Which is pretty new.
It's brand new, right? Brand new.
How many members? You guys are in the same RC.
Yep. Yep. Nice.
Position?
I'm just a member. I'm a knucklehead on TC.
Vice President.
Where's your president?
He is fishing.
He's on a fishing trip.
I know, right?
Salmon only runs certain times a year.
No sunshine on that dog's ass today.
Right.
Yep. It's his brother's birthday, and him and his dad, and his brother are fishing. So.
Right on. Yep. We got to give Phoebe a little grief.
Yep.
You're in an RC.
I
am MC?
Yes. I'm not in it.
You're not in.
I am an associate.
Prospect.
I'm not even a prospect.
You're not a hang around?
I did my hang around. This is arguably the hardest patch to get in the world. It's Gospel Christian Motorcycle Club. We minister to the margins.
Nice.
So we focus on the 1% clubs and, you know, the ones that are in the margins. It's who we minister to. And they all have to be able to trust us, right? So it's the process is long and arduous. It takes at least 3 years, sometimes longer, to get your patch. So I'm not even a prospect yet. I'm still an associate.
They're like, we're really not sure about this guy.
I get that a lot. They're like, geez, we're going to jail. Geez, every time they hang on me. I'm like, yeah.
I've heard you mention, you know, God Squad. And, you know, you've got it on your channel.
Yeah, global. So, like, global. There's a chapter in Ukraine that was destroyed by Russian missile strikes.
Oh, wow.
It's the oldest patched Christian club in the world.
Okay.
Oh.
Formed in Melbourne or Sydney. Sorry, that's why I'm an associate. And I don't remember. I don't know all the history yet.
You got some history and stuff.
Yeah. I guess I'm going down through another month in associate. Yeah. But,
then you got to take your test, your quiz, right?
So, but when I get my patch, they fly me to Ireland. There's a Harley waiting for me in Dublin. I'll ride with all the brothers there. They'll give me my patch. And then.
Are you Irish?
Yes, a little bit.
Show me.
So
the tattoo says it all.
Like, we have our Irish, a couple guys from our Irish chapter coming in for Sturgis the first time this year. Our president from Europe, Nigel. Sorry if he's not the president. I think his president's on a book tour in the U.S. and he'll be here actually Monday. I got a busy week this week with Nigel in town. So
right on.
Being an associate, you're fucking low, man, right?
So you think it's gonna take you like 3 years?
Three more, yeah. Well, about 2.5 more.
2.5 more? Anybody mark that on the calendar? We're going to see how well he's 3 years.
Right.
When you see that sponsorship.
5 years later. 5 years later.
When you see that sponsorship get pulled, and I got to do a rebuttal on every video.
Why are his lips moving and nothing's coming out? It's all deleted.
Yeah. Big black silence where it used to be.
So you guys ride together.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Who was the... whose idea was it for the Patriots?
PP and I, we've been sitting around some campfires and drinking some beers and some bourbons and kind of.
But you guys were in a riding club before.
We were, yeah.
You don't have to mention them, but.
But they, a good group, but they just kind of tied our hands as to what we could do for veteran causes or et cetera that we wanted to do.
I hear that a lot, honestly, that there's a lot of other things that are popping up, RCs and things that are popping up because like-minded individual that at some point something changes and then other things are formed. Just, I don't know if it's a problem or if it's like, okay, it's just too far this way or too far that way, or this, they're missing the boat on this. And more power to them or you guys, but I've never been in an RC or club. I'm a hog member, you know? So that's the closest I could ever get to anything wearing a vest or a patch, but that's just got, you know, a flag and a HOG on the back. Yeah. But ever been?
I'm a farmer.
He's in the farm club. Hey, I think there's a country song about that.
Yeah.
That's a more exclusive club anyway.
Right. That's a harder patch. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Dirt over for a living.
What's that? Do you know, are you familiar with the farm page for dating, like Farmers Only or whatever that is?
I know of it. It's not like I'm a member of
that,
it.
Oh, I thought you created that. No. Oh, no. Okay.
I'd be sitting on my yacht down in the Caribbean right now.
Different type of hat.
Right.
I was telling them earlier, I joined as OF, but it's only farmers.
could be farming yachter if you're creating that one. But so, anything you guys like to mention? I don't know. How long have we been rolling?
More than a half hour. I don't know.
Half hour? So, anybody got a question for these guys? Am I thinking of some? Throw a question at these guys.
How long you guys been riding bikes for?
I'm just about to start.
Yeah. First day.
Finally, looking for my first one.
You're putting me on a spot. That's the only thing I can think of.
A lot of years.
Yeah, a lot of years. I mean, most of us probably started when we were 13, 14
years little guys.
Old. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I was 8 or 9 when I got my first dirt bike.
Yeah.
Awesome. What kind of dirt bike was it?
A Kawasaki.
What size?
80. KX80.
You know, that's
so many. And then I went up to the KX125, and then the YM125.
And do you have any of them still?
No.
No.
I've got nine motorcycles. None of them are dirt bikes.
Yeah. All Harleys.
No.
No. What else you got?
We've got 4 Harleys in the garage.
I like you change it from I to weave.
Yeah, I had it clicked.
Yeah,
we've got 4 Harleys in the garage. 1 Honda, 2 Yamahas, and one or two Suzukis.
Okay.
So,
like older Suzukis, like
they're all
type things.
Most of them are projects. The 4 Harleys are everyday riders. The rest of them are all just like projects that haven't gotten to that someone tells me I need to get rid of or do something with.
Sounds familiar.
I know you've got a Sportster in that garage.
I do have a Sportster.
I know that because we needed an extra bike. Well, I say we, but...
Right. Yeah, I know. You and I are the same here.
We went on your mystery ride, and you guys were kind enough to roll that out, and Allie rode that for the mystery ride last year. That was awesome. Yeah.
She's going to ride it again this year, I think, right?
Oh, you guys already got that worked out?
I asked her if she wanted to ride it again. She goes, absolutely. She didn't even think about it.
All right. Awesome.
She just said, yeah. So,
your first bike?
1967 Yamaha Trailmaster 100.
Hell yeah.
He still have it. How many miles on it?
It was in my dad's barn and I wanted to get it, and like he got rid of it right probably 15 years ago. Kind of a bummer, but
I've had that happen to me too. I left the bike at a friend's house. It was mom's house, and she gave away our bikes and all our parts one summer when he went off to college, and we went back to get them, and there was no bikes.
They're all gone.
And that's in a whole story in itself. But
had a DR1, well, for dirt bike, we had the mini bikes back, you know, little fucking terrorizing the streets, but first bike was a DR, Suzuki DR100 and an RM80, got them on the same day.
Yeah.
And escalated all the way up to a CR500 from that, some quads, some outside street bikes.
Yeti started out on a Harley.
No, I had my first road bike was an 81 Yamaha Maxima, 650.
Oh.
Yeah. But awesome. Then we had dirt bikes growing up. I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere, Carland area, so down in mid-Michigan. And that was my first road bike. I think I was like 14 when my dad got me that.
Yeah,
so
I think that's kind of a circle of life, I guess. If you're riding bikes at this age, almost everybody started out on a mini bike or a small dirt bike or dirt bikes.
Right.
It's a Gen X thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't fortunate enough either to. My first bike was not a Harley. I've had almost every bike you can think of besides, like, I've never owned a BMW or a Triumph, but I've owned, like, all the metric bikes, Hondas, Kawasaki's, Yamahas. I had sport bikes. Put myself in the hospital on a dirt bike. You guys have any experiences like that?
Nope.
Never, nope. Never been down.
No,
thank
oh,
God.
Dude, don't say that.
Yeah.
No. Just kick yourself, dude.
I'm not even, yeah.
Wait, we were talking about bikes, though.
I remember in high school, I broke my cheekbone, and my nose, and everything. I went through a fence.
On a bike?
It was a quad.
A quad.
Yeah. Yep, I hurt myself on a snowboard.
I come around a barn sideways and lost it right through the fence.
I did a number on myself on a three-wheeler. Anybody ride a three-wheeler?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the old Hondas, yep.
The old Honda
was,
three-wheelers, yep. Man, those death machines.
I had a 250R, it was a badass bike.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. So much fun, but...
My dad was always in the background, put it up on two wheels! I'm like, okay.
And then it's upside down.
Yeah. Yep, my dad brought home one of those Honda three-wheelers out the back of his truck, and I was like 9. I got on it and immediately wrecked it. And it was back in the truck before it cooled off. My mom's like, absolutely not.
That's about the age. I was probably like 9 or 10 when I had a serious, like, going too fast around a curve,
right.
Dirt road, rolled it over myself and put myself in a pinch. But yeah, you gotta respect those things, right? They get away from you, just like anything else, right? Our bikes even today. But where are you guys gonna be next? All right, go. I know you're gonna be. You got your schedule inside the magazine.
Well, so next weekend, Bryce's Mission History Grand, largest rally in the UP. So
I like that he said Mission History Grand because nobody gets the name right.
I don't even know if I'm saying it.
A boost.
You just said softer. So no one hears it.
Say it really fast. It don't matter.
Yeah. Mission History Grand again. One.
Yeah. Clear your throat. Up north.
Are you gonna make it up, or
I won't be able to go to that. I got a dumb wedding on a Friday, so we have our Wild Hogs weekend I was supposed to go on, but I got a friend who decided to get married again, so again. We're gonna go do that. Yeah, so we're gonna go do
He's
that. But
is the best man.
I do plan on going to Mr. Eagle's ride, meet up in Gaylord,
yeah,
for the Hell of Paradise, and shoot that one up.
Awesome.
What? You know, the rendezvous is about an hour west of here.
The rendezvous is just off 2. Just off 2 of Gold City. We got a little mood music going on right now.
All right.
Hell yeah.
But rallies? You're busy. I know. I hit you up on a couple things.
Fuck. Next week. I'm only looking forward to the rest of today and tomorrow. I got 2 more stops today.
Yeah.
2 or 3 tomorrow, and I might be flying out for an interview next week, so.
Okay.
I might be up north. We'll try to stop by for a day up there.
On the fence, right?
Yep.
You go where he goes, or you got your own?
No, I got my own stuff. We're, like I said, we got the Wild Hogs ride. We're going to St. Roberts, Missouri, leaving Thursday next week.
Where are we going on that? What's that place called?
We're going to the Uranus Fudge Factory.
We passed that. Going south, and the billboards, man, that marketing campaign, have all the billboards going down that area.
And then we're going to Poopy's Pub on Saturday.
Poopy's Pub.
Poopy's Pub.
We got a theme.
That place is cool. We went there last year on a Thursday night. Dead.
Like, don't go on Thursday?
Don't go on a Thursday because there's like 4 people working there, and there was 6 or 7 of us.
Yeah.
And it was nothing going on, but Saturday night's supposed to be pretty happening. Got a Motley Crue cover band.
Pool is open.
Yep.
So that's awesome. So you guys do a guy, is that a, like a guy's ride?
It's or a guy's ride, yep. Annual.
Okay. Whatever you can get it in. I know.
I don't
know.
Whatever. I have to look at the calendar.
Yeah. You're done planting, though.
Man, we got the mystery ride.
Okay.
Huh? We got the mystery ride.
Yeah, mystery ride. But, I mean, what I'm doing between now and the mystery ride, I don't know.
He'll be there, whatever's going on, bike nights or whatever.
Pop in somewhere, right?
I've only been to 1 bike night this year so far. That's it.
I'm trying to get to 1. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Jill goes to tons.
So, yeah, more bikes pulling in or out. I'm not sure what they're doing. But
Noob's
I'm
off.
Sure they'll wrap it a few more times before they pull out.
Right.
Gotta make sure it's running.
Just make sure it's running, yeah.
Harley.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
My favorite, my favorite is the ones that hit the rev limiter before they let off.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking blue hairs on the fucking pontoon at the local launch. Right?
So.
Yeah. Sounds good though.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're, oh, here we go. So.
Oh, he's circling around. Even better.
He's like, dude, you think they heard him? You think they heard him, dude? Let me go back around.
Right. Are they sitting down doing a podcast? Watch this.
It must be a new exhaust.
He's going to turn right here.
Right.
Come this way.
He's going to stop right there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, they're going to stop. They're waiting for traffic.
Because there's a tab. Coming in here now. Well, I don't think we're going to get around that. There's loud bikes around.
Yeah, it
we're
is
at the
is.
Rally up here in Mackinac. And obviously, that's music to our ears, really, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who doesn't go into the tunnel and, you know, it's a chain effect of everybody wrapping their exhaust going through the tunnel.
Is that a thing?
I never do it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
And I mean,
odd.
I'll have to try that.
I don't know anybody that turns the radio up either when they're rolling through.
So tell me about a place you haven't been to that you hope to ride to someday. What's on your bucket list?
Well, I just met a gentleman who's a subscriber to my channel, Mr. Tom. He came all the way up from West Virginia.
What's his name?
His name's Tom.
Okay.
So he's a subscriber to Ride With Purpose.
Okay.
He's out of West Virginia. He rode up because I made a short video about the rally. And he said West Virginia is some of the best roads in the world to ride. So I'm going to get down there and try to see him soon.
Cool.
Yes.
With being here in Vietnam, that's what I want to do.
We have friends that have been there recently, and they said that it is gorgeous there, and it is super cheap. Super cheap, and you can have the best time of your life there.
That's what being here says, yeah.
And, you kind of, in my head, I'm like, man, that seems a little scary. You know, you don't know what to expect just because, you know, history and all that stuff. You know, I'll just say it. But I hear that it's golden. Like,
yeah.
Like there's no problem. No, there's no none of that stuff, and they're very catering, and it's a beautiful.
You know, like Vietnam, area. Like Philippines and Thailand. It's beautiful countryside. You know, even though we have, like you said, we have a history there, but it's a beautiful beautiful area of the world.
Yeah, we've got friends that have been there that would 100% agree and say get there if you can. So
that's what I want.
Yeah. What about you?
Planning on Sturgis next year. So that's.
We're playing on Sturgis next year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah.
I was trying to get in with some other guys this year, but I found out it was really guys' trip to Sturgis. So Allie and I are going to plan on going next year with the group, and we're going to, that's on our list next year to go to Sturgis for the 85th.
Yep.
So
that's what we're planning.
So maybe.
Starting planning, maybe.
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 I don't know. I guess my biggest thing is I want a picture of me on my motorcycle in front of the Welcome to Mexico sign.
That'd be cool.
That can happen.
That's
cool. Well, I'm trying to do the whole Gulf Coast.
Nice.
And right now we've done from Key West all the way to Mobile, Alabama. I'm trying to get Mobile, Alabama to Mexico.
But you do the southernmost point every year.
Yes. No, not by choice.
Not by choice?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Coming up there by accident.
Mama,
we're going to Key West. I'm like, the fuck we are. She goes, you want to bet? I'm like, okay.
And guess what happens?
Yeah,
we go to Key West.
They're going.
Have you guys ever been to the northernmost in Minnesota?
No.
It's the northern buoy.
Hence, northernmost cold.
You have to go through Canada to get to there, though.
I think you have to kiss it at least,
yeah.
I don't know if you have to go through it or not. I haven't routed it out yet.
So there's not a checkpoint there. You kind of just dabble on the side of the road of Canada.
There's a buoy, there's a buoy there.
There's the northernmost buoy in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of water there.
Yeah.
It only makes sense to put a buoy there.
It's all frozen.
Going on winter.
So those are two places. I've never been to the southernmost down there, and I've never been to Sturgis, so that's on our bucket list too. We came close to going down to the southernmost this year. We were really planning. We did the old, how much does it cost to ride? How much does it cost to drive and rent bikes? How much does it cost to haul your camper?
You're putting a price on your happiness, and you can't do that.
Money comes and goes, man.
Right.
Money comes and goes.
Life is short. Get after it.
So, And we are close, but we couldn't fit it in.
It's not too late.
We get close to a lot of things.
It's still 2024.
I say we go.
Right?
Let's go right now.
Every February, we go to Florida.
Yeah.
It's every February. It's kind of like turned into an annual thing for us now. Over
whether
it's 8 years now, we've been doing it.
Right?
It's usually over Valentine's Day week. We're down in Florida. And it's just to get away from the cold. And that kind
of... Weather like that time? How is it for you?
It's 80s and sundown.
Oh, jeez.
So it's kind of just to get away from Michigan's cold and get... It starts our motorcycle riding season.
Right.
So we trailer down to Tifton, Georgia, and we park at Tifton Harley-Davidson, unload the bikes, and then just ride south. We ride till it gets dark, we find a hotel room, wake up, ride till it gets dark, find a hotel room. That's the entire week. Well, 10 days
we're
down.
Man,
yeah, you usually buy a bike when you're down there, don't you?
Yeah, you got nine, right?
Once or twice.
It's been known to happen.
It is your year.
It's never a plan.
Yeah.
What are you riding right now? What's your bike?
20 Ultra Limited.
20 Ultra Limited.
14 Ultra Classic.
23 Glide Special.
I got a 2012 Ultra Limited.
I got a 20 Limited. I'm really enjoying that bike.
Looking to upgrade soon.
You know how everybody teases you? You go to a big bike like that, you go to a Limited or an Ultra, everybody's like, oh, old man.
Old guy.
Easy glide.
You know, I'll be honest. I've had several street glides.
Yeah.
Several. And as the minute I got on the Ultra, I looked at my wife, I'm like, I'm a freaking idiot for ever buying a street glide. They ride completely different.
Yeah, they're way nice.
I mean, they are night and day difference between street glide and Ultra. You wouldn't think so, but they are.
Yeah.
You gotta be, how many miles you got? You gotta be comparable to me.
I'm at 36,000, I think, right now on this one.
51, I'm not.
She, what are you? 32,000 or 33,000? On her 22 street glide.
Jeez, sweet.
You guys are hauling it.
Yeah.
You're at 51,000 miles on your bike. Yeah. You bought that bike brand new.
Yeah. I like looking at it, but I bought it to ride it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we dump bikes.
Well, you just got your bike
not
long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's something new. Just about 10,000 on it last year, and I already got almost 3,000 on it this year.
Yep. I thought I was doing good, you fuckers.
Yeah, I bought mine with a little over 6,000. I'm pushing 30,000 now. It's been 2 years.
Riding. Good, man.
Well, we like to ride, like Brother Mook and I, we like to go out in the middle of winter too and look like assholes on the road, so it's kind of fun up in northern Michigan.
You didn't only bring Mook, you got Rhino over here with you too.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't see Rhino as much.
I hear those names all the time. And what about you?
Oh, that's Wild Bill. Jeez, old Pete.
I know Wild Bill. He looks a little more not so wild at the moment.
We'll give him a couple drinks.
If you ever want a party, look up Wild Bill.
Take your shirt off at any rally for you.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to get the free beers.
Right.
You gotta start getting patches made, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You gotta market them. We can make some cash.
There you go. So, obviously, that's the whole point, right? Get out there on your bike and ride it, whether it's for a charity, your own ride, your own time. Hopefully, you get your own time into on your bikes. It's here in between. If you're enjoying what you're doing, right? Doing what you're already doing, representing yourself, your channels, and everything you got going on, and mixing that in to promote, you know, what you have going on and participating in other things. That's what it's all about. And I'm sure there's other people doing.
Oh, absolutely!
Podcasts.
Yeah,
this is
hundreds.
A niche market by
So there's other people doing podcasts. There's other YouTubers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you any of them. I've probably seen them online before, but obviously you guys come to mind. You guys are the forefronts, I think, of right now what's going on out there. So you guys are pretty in tune with everything.
We're just local, that's why.
Yeah.
L-O-C-O.
Yeah.
So, got a question for these guys? You want to ask them anything? Here's your chance.
Jill,
you can turn it around on right now.
Yeah. Carl, got anything else?
Crickets.
Make sure you want to ride.
Oh, yeah. We got a ride coming up on July 13th.
Yep.
What is that?
It is for Area 24 Special Olympics.
Okay.
And we're riding out of Ludington at the Ludington Pub. Registration's at 10. Kickstand's up at 11.
That's next month, July.
Yep.
Next month.
13th, so this isn't something you're planning for next year. That's next month.
No. Yep.
Right on.
Yep.
Give me the info, I'll fucking put it on this fucking throw it up. Right?
Where are you gonna put it? Right here.
Right here. I'm like, I don't know, whatever this thing, right?
So obviously you got the mystery ride coming up. Other things. So you guys are putting on that ride.
Yep. That's our first, first ride. Well, whole ride.
Yeah, it's our first full ride.
Yeah. Done Rob, but.
Yeah. So we got the ride with purpose thing, and I'm also again part of the Patriot Saints. But our missions are the same, you know. So it's like when I'm doing something separate from the club, when I even mentioned the ride I was doing, I was at one of our church. It wasn't a person like, all right, what do you want us to do, you know, which made me know for sure like I had the right people in my circle, so the ride wouldn't even have been anywhere near as successful without my brothers and sisters being involved.
Right, that totally makes sense. Right, that kind of goes with any kind of group. I know that you have a ride coming up, and it's the thumb run.
Yeah, it's so officially it's the 7th annual thumb run.
Squeeze in here,
but
7th annual.
Yeah. So it's the 7th annual thumb run, and what we do is we do 4 meetup locations. But we have a meetup location in Wayne County, a meetup location in Macomb County, a meetup location in Oakland County, and a meetup location by Flint. And what we do, the whole purpose of that is there's a lot of people that live an hour away from where like the main meetup location is. So what I thought 7 years ago is, hey, you know what, let's do a meetup over here, we'll ride into this other one, and then we'll get all these bikers, and we'll go on this one. And at the end of the day, it ends up always being around 150 bikes. And I take them on a guided tour of the Thumb. And I'll teach them a little bit about American, Michigan history.
Where's that at?
So what we do is we do a tour, and then we do a few back roads of the Thumb. My wife's family is from there, so we do know a little bit more. And then my brother lives in the Thumb. We go to the Iron Horse in Akron, do a nice spread. We all break bread together. And then from there we do a ride, and we make one other stop at like a place where you can grab something cold to drink or something to snack on. And it's only like 3 stops altogether, but the ride is just over 200 miles. And imagine going down the road with 200 miles with 150 bikes. It's pretty awesome.
And is it for a charity?
This is just something we do just for, being passionate about riding. It's all about, you know, being a part of the biker community. And so people can obviously come in, and other clubs will come in, they'll support us. We have other clubs that come in, and they're actually our blockers when we go through towns and all that. But it's really just a whole experience of brotherhood, networking, having a good time.
And this is your ride. You started it.
Yeah.
1st to 7th.
Yeah.
And it's when?
This year, it's Thursday, July 4th.
So 4th of July weekend,
on the 4th. Yep. Okay. And then we'll have an event. We usually market it only a couple of weeks in advance, because you get that many people for that long of a ride, and you know, we try to limit it down. And so they either already know about it, know about word of mouth, or happen to get it through the feed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an awesome time.
Some more bikes coming through. We're getting surrounded.
How many times are they going to wreck it?
A couple more ought to do it.
Got to make sure.
Hey man, when I barbecue, I still click the goddamn tongs, right?
Right, right.
Or the lighter, click, click, click.
Yeah.
So right on. So that goes back to the point of, you know, no excuse, no reason. You just decided you want to get some people together to ride, and you put it together. It's your 7th one, passion for riding, right?
Yeah. Actually, yep. I started it 10 years ago. That's back when I had my Ninja. And I used to just do a couple meetups, but here I was, this guy in a Ninja leading all these people on Harleys.
so he was done a lot sooner than the rest of them.
Right. No, man, tried doing 200 miles on a Ninja. Oh my God, man. I'm like, my feet are resting on the passenger pegs.
Were you getting cramps and all
that? And I was in full leathers. I had my tracksuit on. I wore my tracksuit every day. You know, I was in full armor because I was always planning for the unexpected, you know?
never know when these guys are going to turn on you and chase you.
I still rock a helmet. I wear a helmet every time I ride, but
that's
also
a good point.
Part of it is because I hate sunblocking it.
I'm like, I'll just wear a helmet.
Well, that's a great point, yeah. Too, is that I can't go on any ride anywhere, man, and I not see one of your hats, dude. Everyone's got your hat.
I know both of these guys are rocking it right now.
Yeah, baby.
Your patches. I got your patch on my vest. And so, man, obviously you're doing awesome stuff, too, for the bike community, too. And
yeah.
You're involved a lot, too. And
you know, it's a good feeling. To be a part of something this big, I consider myself pretty lucky because, you know, when you see people like that, at bike events it's expected, but when you're out at the grocery store and you see it, man,
it feels
shit.
Good, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Oh my God.
It feels good.
Yeah, cool, man.
It should be.
Every
it's well
time,
deserved.
Yeah. And I'm grateful for everyone's support because obviously without people believing in me as an individual and, you know, spending their hard-earned money, right? Because you can buy a hat and a t-shirt anywhere.
Correct.
And sometimes they're cheaper and sometimes they're more money.
Right here at Thunder Road's tent.
But they don't have
that logo. I'm excited and I'm happy to be a part of it and I figure I'd ride it out as long as possible and, you know.
You're doing great,
stumble
man.
Across you guys doing this. This is awesome. This one's hilarious. This is awesome.
You do a great
get
job,
to see
man.
This shit every day. You know what I'm
saying? Right?
You know?
Not in person.
Yeah, man.
I think it's tough. It'd be tough to get all in the same room at any
time,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a perfect storm in a way. So, again, I appreciate you guys. You brought up the point of wearing a helmet. I wear a helmet. I used to wear half helmets all the time, or three-quarter helmets when I was younger. But now I realize, you know, your face can still get shredded off just because you're wearing a half helmet. I don't wear those anymore. I'll wear a full face. I'm like A or B, either not wearing one, I'm not gonna do it, or I wear my full face helmet, or we do. A lot of longer rides, we'll do that. We'll wear our full face helmets because we have intercoms, we can talk, you know, point stuff out. Hey, check that out, or look at that, or hey, did you see that, or, you know, whatever.
Turn left, you're dummy.
Yeah.
I fucking missed it.
So, we do wear helmets, and you wear a full face helmet?
I wear a full face helmet because I live in the Upper Peninsula.
Right, you got to.
Bugs, right?
And yep. I like my protein, but not that kind.
What kind do you like?
I don't want to get on the helmet thing too much, but you ride with helmet?
I do. I'm an Abate supporter. I'm a Abate member. We have a right to choose. It all depends, though. Like, I'm like you. If I feel like wearing it that day, or if I'm making a video and I want to have it on, you know, for vlogging, or whatever. But genuinely, I tend not to unless I'm going on longer trips.
You have the helmet mounted, of course.
I got that. I got it on my bike too now. So like I said, around town here, we're just cruising around. I don't.
Yeah.
But I got a modular helmet, which is nice. But again, it's just if I feel like doing it, I do it.
Yeah, Cobra.
Yeah.
Apple's
got a safe word. It's blue, but she never says it right. BLEW. She keeps getting the caller.
First time caller. What's that? What did they say on there? First time caller or something?
Long time listener, first time caller.
So, helmet wise, I don't know if I've ever seen you wear a helmet.
No.
Hard headed.
Do you own one?
I own four. They're pretty cool decorations in my office.
I bet you they're out of date.
They're good collectors.
Are they dates? Did they expire?
Yeah. From what I was told, they were
4 years.
I'm pretty sure it's 5 years.
Even if you never wear them?
Then if you drop your helmet, you're supposed to replace it.
Right.
My mannequins
are
safe.
What they used to do back, you know, when everyone was little kids, right? The first time you buy a helmet, you're supposed to throw it on the ground.
Right.
You guys remember that?
Yep.
Makes no sense.
It's like, right away.
Yeah, test it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So... mounts, we had this conversation with for, you know, content. How many mounts do you have on you when you're out riding on your bike and you? How many
I'm
mounts?
A single. I'm really simple. I used to film with just my iPhone most of the time. I just stepped up into the world with a GoPro. So I usually have one on my helmet. If I'm not wearing my helmet, I have it mounted to the top of my bar so I can turn it real quick.
How many?
Typically, if I'm riding and recording for purpose, I'll have 6 mounts, 3 cameras, and then I switch them around.
6 mounts.
One on my helmet and one on the bike.
Back facing or forward?
Forward.
I just have a bar for that.
But you got the fancy bed.
Right.
Yeah, I got the anal beads.
I use like my 360 B-roll.
Yeah, kids
know
about that?
Yeah, so they bend it. I just have to move the camera.
Yeah, it's not that fancy.
Yeah.
But, and it just clips right on the handlebar. Actually, I have two of those mounts, one for her bike and one for my bike, because she might run a camera some days and me run a camera at the same time. And so.
You mentioned you're looking at getting a drone.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like I said, cheap one.
Get the insurance, but you absolutely have to have the drone for the insurance to work.
Yeah.
We learned that one, didn't we?
Also, if I do lose it in the Straits of Mackinac,
You're fucked. Okay. You're done. Yep. The insurance was a waste.
You guys seen me with a fucking weighted hook out there one day.
We went.
What happened.
I've had what, three drones? I crashed the first one.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
How can you not?
Actually, I crashed the first two. So I got smart. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting the insurance on the third one. That way, if it crashes, we get a free drone.
Right.
Come to find out, you actually have to have the pieces of the damn thing in order to for the insurance to work. And who crashed that one?
He still won ahead of you. He still got one.
Let's just say lost that one, because we still haven't found it. It's been, what, a year and a half?
It hasn't
we don't
landed
even know
yet.
Where it's at.
It's still up there.
Yeah. So if you want to just give me your money, we'll just call it even.
I'm trying to get one donated, but yeah, that's... I'm going to donate it somewhere along the lines.
Right.
I'm expecting a body of
they
water.
They definitely
somewhere.
Make the videos for those things or the websites for them.
Oh, yeah.
Like even GoPro. You just have all, you start getting all these ideas. And
you do. And if you go back into like my earlier years, you'll see drone footage of the combine running and the drones flying over the combine and the tractors and things like that. But
I think that would be so cool, man.
After that,
ride your bike, and if you got the drone following,
right?
Or from the view,
you can see it all the way out.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool idea. Man. Hopefully, I can see it eventually.
Yeah, I just
still running.
I just got to the point where I got tired of spending money on the drones.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cool. Cool footage. I enjoy doing it, and the follow me feature, and the circle me feature, and everything. It's just awesome. It's just, it's a lot of freaking money when you start losing two and three and four and five of them, and it's like, nah,
yeah,
it's
I think if I lose one, that was a great fun experience.
Yeah,
glad I did it.
I crashed a $3,000 drone when my wife was like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm good, lady. I know what I'm doing. And as soon as I said that, it went right into Marquette, right there, Lake Superior. So, good times.
Hey!
Toasted. I don't even have it anymore. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, man. So hurry up. I'm turning on you guys, asking you guys a lot of questions so you guys can kind of get yourselves out there and talking about rides. We're leaving here when we pull camp from here. We're going up to Michihistrigan for that. We'll be there all week and we'll be there next weekend. And that's going to be a good time for us in the sense that we're not necessarily there for work. So we're gonna kind of go up there and hang out, have fun. Yeah, we'll have stuff up there for sale, but we're not doing any bike shows or anything like that. So we get to relax a little bit more. And from there, we're going to Bike Bash in West Branch. So we'll be there. That's gonna be work. We're doing another bike show. Hopefully the weather's nice for that, and some great sponsors and things going on there. All these events going on in the state. Again, just like we see familiar faces, there's a lot of familiar sponsors out there for a lot of these events. I know that Carl's invested into these other two coming around too. I know that we're gonna see you at Bike Bash. You're doing a loud sound and
loud pipe
competition.
Using
there.
Your radio, in case you didn't know.
My radio?
Oh, speakers. Who's that bike at from earlier?
Right.
That bike was amazing earlier.
That was nuts.
Wow. That was better than the stereo at my house.
I turned the volume down on my computer because I thought it was like I'm turning it. I'm like trying to.
What's happening?
It's not even my sound system. It was his bike. So yeah, he actually that guy won loudest bike last year here.
I don't doubt that a bit. Yeah, he had some money into that fucking system.
And it was pretty amazing. There were some really cool bikes. We didn't do that this year. Maybe next year we'll do that again. Or maybe someone else might want to do it. A loud sound and exhaust competition in Mackinac next year. If they still have it. I mean, I hope so. Again, I think we'd all agree. I don't know how you guys feel about the Mackinac rally, but it's
important up here to us. I mean, I'm 2 hours away. and you know, I haven't missed one of these rallies since it started, but it's an important piece up here for Northern Michigan.
What? Get a little more detailed in there, like just because it's something for you to, for it's in general.
It's a true rally, you know, and it's more of a family-friendly rally, which I like that part of it too. You know, you got your adult parts of it, but you know, we have kids running around here doing stuff. It's that's the cool part of it. I like seeing families come together, and when you get these young ones into the motorcycle scene, you know, at, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, it's kind of cool to see, you know.
Some people would argue what you just said. You said it's a true rally. I think that some people would just fight you on that it's not a rally.
So it's growing into one, you know, like everyone complains about this rally. There's a lot of negative about the rally, and I believe in this rally, you know. It hasn't been great every single year, you know, it has its challenges, but you know, we have to come together and make it what we want it, and that's what I think hopefully we can have the opportunity to do.
But the rallies, you can focus on the negative or you can focus on the positive.
Exactly. Like, right.
Every rally and every event has fucking challenges and has things that, you know, Joe Schmo, it's going to...
It's not Laconia or Sturgis, you know, by any means.
What else would you do today? Right. Watch TV?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what do you
worst
do?
Worst glass of whiskey some guy on Yelp ever had.
Sit at your computer playing a bitch, right? I mean, so, you can either be home or somewhere else, or you could be here where...
Right. And it's what you make it, man.
Around
it's
bikes. You, fucking, and, you got a shitty attitude. Know, yeah, there's right. bike stuff going on around you. Why wouldn't you want to be in the mix of that? That's my opinion on it. But why not? And, you know... They're putting effort in there. Imagine if every town or city in the state had a rally. You'd have your favorites. You'd say you wouldn't go to all of them. You couldn't go to all of them.
Right.
They're trying.
Well, it's a beautiful area. You know, we got great riding just up north of the bridge. We can go, I mean, even down south here, but you go right north of the bridge. It's beautiful rides. You know, it's just a cool spot to be. It's a special area. And, you know, why not have a rally here? Like, of all the spots in the Lower Peninsula, this is the best spot, I think.
You ever jump on your bike and say, I'm going to ride up to the bridge?
Yeah.
All the time.
How many times did you do that before there was a rally?
Yeah. Not, come up here for lunch.
Do you know what I mean?
Make lunch.
So, it's a spot, right? It's a destination to come ride your bike and do the thing.
We ride to Ohio or Tennessee or Kentucky.
Rub it in, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously. I'm not a huge up north fan. I'll be the first to admit it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I would rather get in the mountains and just cruise those mountain roads.
Agreed.
And it takes me, from where I live in the state, it takes me just as long to get to here as it does to Kentucky.
Okay.
So
I guess I can see that argument.
Okay, so we were talking, and this seems how this is all just keeps cultivating ideas here, and you mentioned that you've never really rode around the UP before.
No. The wife wants to. She loves the UP, everything. She wants to go up there, but I look at it as like there's four freaking roads in the UP to ride.
Yep. So, I hear it.
There probably is four that you need to ride, but I mean, the riding up there is great.
Yeah.
All the roads are good.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad ride.
Tennessee or Kentucky, no, but there is some very beautiful riding in Michigan.
H-58 is probably one of the most talked about ones.
And we have been up to Tequamanaw Falls, and we've rode around that general area and stuff before in the past, but to go to the west side of the UP and Wisconsin and stuff like that, I've never really felt like
rode up the Porcupines up to Copper Harbor.
Never been there.
My God, dude. We need to plan a UP ride.
That'd be fun.
41 is an awesome road.
Yeah.
Yeah, 41's great.
I've been to Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky, you know.
So, you're right. There's the UP is definitely a coastal ride to and then up across, and there are some roads that, you know, connect everything. But there are some areas that if you can get somebody...
I don't doubt it. I'm sure there are.
Get over here, Paula.
You have to come over here for
the
microphone.
Get over here, Paula.
That is an awesome ride.
Yeah, X-23 is amazing on the Copper Harbor.
Yeah.
And X-35, Gwen. That's a great
one. Gwen,
So here's another point, and this is how my brain works. I'm always thinking, so you can relate to this. You guys can all relate to this. Leading rides, right? Always get stuck leading the ride, right? You don't always get to enjoy it, or you run a tail gunner or something like that.
That's what this guy does.
So it is nice to say there's a ride up there I want to go on, and they're putting it together and jump in on those things. I know it's not always possible, but something comes up, we'll have to make that together, put that together.
Let's do it.
Sounds like fun to me. I love riding south, and I agree with you. Some of my favorite riding is down Kentucky, Tennessee. Right. That was such a cool... his dog. Anybody get the dog's name?
Heidi.
Heidi?
Yeah. Heidi? Yeah. All of us for you.
Heidi!
Here, let's drink to Heidi.
She's famous.
Yeah. She's awesome.
So, yeah. I mean, we can, I mean, without dragging this out too long, I just wanted to try something new and turn it on to you guys. Anything you guys want to say in closing?
Yes, appreciate you really giving us this opportunity, man. This is really cool.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
See you guys around, and you guys have
like, comment, subscribe.
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Anybody got a question for these guys before we wrap it up?
What is
dinner? Here's your chance. Who wants ice cream?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get fudge.
All right, good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Tune in, everybody.
Appreciate
you. Follow us all. Like, share, support, all of it.
All right.
Thanks, guys.